Wind chimes twinkle as a breeze passes through the sculpted garden of the Imala Center. An employee wearing a tie-dyed uniform sits under an open-sided tent with creams and candles on shelves all around, ready to massage the feet and paint the toenails of her clients.
On a essayé de créer un jardin où les gens se sentent bien quand ils arrivent aussi.
The founder of the center, Evelina Mertel, points to a lawn in the far corner. She says, when they need people to have contact with nature, she asks them to sit there and take contact with the earth. Among other services, Mertel Center houses a small shop where she sells a variety of ointments and creams.
Moi, j'utilise des recettes que ma
She says the recipes were passed down to her from her grandmother. These ointments have a variety of purposes, including ones that purport to ease medical conditions, such as hemorrhoids. Products with similar ingredients, aiming to cure similar problems, can be found in many places in Dakar. Across town, there is a thriving traditional medicine practice, run by Kausu Sambu, a botanist and retired university professor. Sambu's assistants bustle busily in the dingy, windowless office. They pour powders directly into plastic bags and package other treatments, made of sticks and roots, into newspapers. Mertel, a Cape Verdean who trained in France in aromatherapy and a wide array of Asian massage techniques, says the luxurious surroundings at her center are an important facet of what she offers.
Ici, c'est un centre de bien-être. Donc, le bien-être, c'est général.
She says her operation is a center for well-being. And well-being, she says, is in the eyes, what we see, in what we smell, what we feel. These extra touches, like fancy packaging and all organically grown ingredients, come with a price tag. Her products range from about $6 to $14. At Sambu Center, a couple of weeks' worth of treatment for hemorrhoids costs only $4. Mertel says she wants to see African holistic healing take a prominent place on the world stage alongside more well-known Asian techniques like Shiatsu and Reiki. She says African methods have a lot to offer, but are not as widespread because African practitioners do not often talk about what they do. That meant that even though she grew up knowing about African massage techniques, it was not easy to find someone to teach her the techniques.
Parce que quand je suis venue et que je demandais aux gens massage,
she says when she first asked how to do African massage, she would get no response. Eventually, she stopped asking direct questions, but learned through observation and by asking about the philosophy that led to the practice. For instance, she learned that the tradition of massaging infants stems from a belief in the meaning of birth as a separation in three senses, from the waters of the womb, from the mother, and from the infant's double, the placenta.
Alors, il a ces trois séparations, il faut le guérir de ces séparations.
She says the massage is intended to heal the baby after the three separations and help him or her accept his new existence. She hopes to use her center to introduce more people to these African techniques. She's running classes at the center to teach massage therapists. The African techniques, mixed with the Asian ones Mertel learned in her formal training, are put to use on 8-year-old Mami. Mami's muscular development was damaged when she suffered from meningitis as a baby. Now she is one of several disabled children being treated for free at the Imala Center in the hopes that massage and physical therapy in the center's pool will help her muscles regain strength. And as she sings contentedly during her massage, it is clear that Mertel's investment in creating a comfortable space has paid off, for Mami at least. When her massage is over, she refuses to go home. Naomi Sek for VOA News, Dakar.